for Mother's Day?
Oh, honey, you don't have to get me anything.
But I love you, and I want to get you something really nice.
Oh, honey, that is so sweet. Oh, I don't know. Maybe some flowers?
Great. Where's your wallet?
It's up in my bedroom. Jake, nothing too nice. I'm broke.
Put my name on the card.
Well, what is this?
Why, it's a letter addressed to Van and Cheyenne Montgomery from our bank.
Really? What does your piggy say?
Same thing he always says. Shut up, Kira.
Oh, my gosh. Ah, this is so exciting. We got our first interest payment on our savings account. Look.
$1.23.
Ooh. Whoa. I wouldn't have made fun of you if I'd known you were rich.
You know, opening the savings account was the smartest thing Van and I ever did.
Yeah. Okay.
That was very responsible, Cheyenne.
It was wicked responsible. And next month, we are going to get it. And the next month, and the next month, and the next thing you know.
Old Jed's a millionaire. Well, I better dinner with Scott and his parents. It gives them a chance to stare awkwardly at me and not talk.
Hey, Reba.
Hey.
Barbara Jean has some great news for you. I told her not to. She wouldn't listen.
What are you talking about?
Well, do you remember the other night when you said your love life was horrible?
I never said my love life was horrible.
Well, believe me, it is. Anywho, once again, I have come to your rescue.
Oh, no, please tell me she's not coming to my rescue.
She did. She set you up.
Oh, Lordy, no.
Oh, Lordy, yes. It's the man of your dreams, the future Mr. Reba.
I told her this was a big mistake. Hello.
Not that big.
Hey! Pirates are planted in the past. Though my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I want to be. A single mom who works too hard. Who loves her kids and never stops. With gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Reba, Terry, Terry, Reba. Terry goes to our church. Reba pretty much stays here.
Yeah, well, church is tomorrow. Tonight, you and I are going to worship at the Church of Boogie.
You can't stop him. He's like a wind-up toy.
So are we going to just all stand around? Or are we going to get down, get down, get down?
Is there a third option?
Well, since we dropped him off, why don't we leave these two kids alone?
Whoa, no is right. It's not only the perfect date, it's a double date.
Barbara Jean, can I see you in the kitchen for just a minute?
Oh! Your ex-wife is hot!
You should see her from up here.
So that's my perfect date? I'd like to see the guys you eliminated.
Look, I know that Terry has his shortcomings. Not on purpose, swear. But you two have a lot in common. You're both divorced.
Yeah, I was wondering where the other divorced person in the world was.
You're also both smart and funny and sweet. He reminds me of you. In a small man's body.
I don't want to date me. I'm with me all the time.
My bad. So it'll just be the one date, and then we'll just play it by ear.
No. No dates. No ears. No nothing.
Well, we can't just kick him out. He's in a very vulnerable place right now. I think his divorce was very painful. We know what that's like.
And the pain just keeps on coming. Fine. I'll give him 1 hour. But these 8 minutes count against it.
Sometimes when I'm really bored, I go into the big and tall store just to mess with their heads. Sometimes when I'm really bored, kind of like now.
All right, Elizabeth is asleep.
Hey, Cheyenne.
Hey.
Wait, you know her?
Yeah, Van was teaching him how to play football.
Well, how'd that go for you?
Good, good, except he thought I was gay.
Get out.
It was all big misunderstanding. And then I thought he was trying to hit on me, so I called him Mary and blah, blah, blah. I'm sure you know the drill. I'm sure it's nothing you hadn't experienced before. Betty.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, come on. Handsome guys like us are labeled all the time.
You got that right, buddy.
A surprise.
Oh, me too.
Terry.
Did you miss me, Mary?
I'm not gay.
Okay, honey, we know. We know. We're just kidding.
I know. Oh, God.
What's the big surprise all about?
Oh, it's outside. It's fabulous. I mean, it's really cool. Okay, keep your eyes closed. We're almost there.
Okay.
Do me. You do me. Hey.
What's a surprise?
Ta-da!
What's this?
This is our new car. Well, it's an old car, but it's our new old car.
Please tell me you stole this.
No, no, I bought it. Cheyenne, we've always dreamed of owning a sports car. You know what that means? We can stop dreaming.
Ben, you bought it? But we just started putting money in our savings account.
Right, and what are we saving for? To buy stuff we want. Just think of this as us skipping a step.
Wow. A 66 Stang.
65.
I think I know a little bit about cars, and this, my friend, is a 1966.
It has a 289, not a 260. The grill is honeycomb, not multi-barred. And I bet you money if you pop that hood, you're gonna find an alternator, not a direct current generator.
Horn works.
So, all by yourself, you decided to just buy a car?
Oh, it was magic, Cheyenne. I was on the bus coming back from practice, and I looked out the window and I saw this car. It said, "You don't belong on a bus, cowboy." I looked around. There was no cowboy on the bus. It was talking to me.
Really? And while you were having this conversation with your new little friend, did he bother asking you how you can make a decision like this without talking to your wife first? I mean, Van, how could you spend all of this money without asking me if it was okay?
Well, Cheyenne, I don't need to ask your permission.
I'm gonna miss you, Mary.
Cheyenne, I'm sorry I bought the car. I feel horrible. Till I get behind the wheel and hit the gas.
He bought a car?
Yeah, a Mustang from 1960-ish.
Boy, I'm glad y'all are back. For a while there, I thought I was on a date with Betty.
He calls me that because he thinks I'm handsome.
Well, you can't actually call this a date because we're not going out. But as long as you're here, I guess we can spend the next 52 minutes together.
He shoots. He scores.
He dreams. So, Terry, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, what can I say, darling? I'm a tomcat on the prowl.
Really? And that pays well?
See, this is what I was hoping for. You could run a waffle iron on the electricity in this room.
Boy, maybe I should go tell the kids they're about to get a new stepdaddy.
Oh. Honey, shh. Let Reba and Terry talk.
Well, I'm not all talk.
Oh, I could use a waffle iron about right now.
I've been working in a dental office for the last year.
Really, that is just fascinating.
Well, it's really not all that fascinating.
Well, it is the way you tell it.
Here, let me get you a coaster. There you go. You do realize that these are my legs, and those are your legs.
Yeah, but my legs don't turn me on.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo. This has been fun. My gosh, that hour is just going by just like that.
What are you doing, Reba?
I can't do this. I'm sorry, Terry, but I'm not interested in you romantically. I'm just not. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is so awkward. It's all my fault. I came on too strong.
No, no.
Yes, yes.
Bye-bye.
I'm so ashamed. This isn't me.
It's not?
No. My wife dumped me for a guy that acts like this. I thought that's what women want. I've been acting like a pig, Reba. I apologize.
Well, that's okay. Sorry to hear about your wife.
Oh, I got dumped for some big blonde goofball. Oh.
Hey, me too.
Really?
Oh, man, the stories I can tell you.
You've already heard those stories, Reba.
No. I want to hear how you get this. Hey, what's the worst thing your ex ever did?
Would you settle for the top three?
Well, I think we've made Reba uncomfortable enough for one night. We should go.
What, and wreck our fun? Park it.
Yeah. It's the least you could do for leaving this peach of a woman.
Did you hear that, Rob? Terry here thinks I'm a peach. You know, I prefer to focus on the positive. You get the bed all to yourself. You don't have to share a closet. And the best part of it is, they just ain't there.
Gosh, you make it sound so good. I can't wait till I get divorced.
Barbara Jean.
I'm just trying to fit in. Don't wreck this for me.
Oh, my God.
You know that when my ex-wife left me, she said she wanted to go find herself. I didn't have the heart to tell her she ain't worth looking for. It feels good to let loose.
I jazzercise.
Can you believe they ran off to Spain? Their note said they were never coming back.
You know, I bet you guys would love Europe.
Oh, speaking of Europe, Brock recently quit his dental practice to pursue other interests. Yeah, why don't we talk about that?
What are you going to do?
Play golf. Pro golf.
Yeah. I was talking to a young man down the street. He was doing a similar thing.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
Well, he wanted to be a baseball player, but now he wants to be a spaceman.
Who wants scotch?
He probably drinks to get rid of the guilt of leaving you for this one.
Little hobbit.
You know, I think if I hit him really hard on top of his head once, I could drive him all the way into the ground. What's up?
Nothing. I just eat whenever Cheyenne gets mad at me.
Whoa, pal. That's a bad habit to get into.
I just don't see what the big deal is. It's a cool car. I got a great deal. I even had a mechanic check it out. I did everything right except check with her first.
You did nothing right. I was buying a belt the other day. I called Barbara Jean and Reba.
Well, I make the money. I shouldn't have to check with my wife every time I want to spend it. I mean, it just doesn't seem fair.
Look, then, self. But once you're married, it's not just your money.
But the check was made out to me.
Yeah, and when Cheyenne becomes a dentist, the check will be made out to her, but the money will belong to both of you.
And then she'll have to check with me before she spends it?
No.
We never used to fight about money.
Well, it's because you never had any. But now that you do, you got to figure out some system to deal with it.
System? Yeah. Really? What's yours?
I hide the checkbook.
So do you think I should get rid of the car?
Well, if it were me, I'd offer to sell it and then pretend that nobody wanted to buy it. But that's probably why I ended up divorced.
Well, I see it is still out in the driveway.
Look, Cheyenne, honey, I don't want to fight about who is right and you are wrong. Now that we have money, we need to figure out some sort of system to deal with it.
Okay, how about this? Since I'm the one that buys everything for the family, I should be in charge of the money.
Well, you're not in charge of buying everything.
Okay, Van, what size shoe does Elizabeth wear?
Small. Huh. Well, you know what? That's not fair. What size shoe do I wear?
12.
Well, yeah, you're right, yeah. But they're snug. Look, Cheyenne, I don't want to have to come to you every time I want to spend money. I'm an impulse buyer. I won't get to buy anything.
Fine. Okay, how about this? Each of us can spend up to $100 without asking the other person anything over that we have to agree upon.
Good.
Okay.
My car will count as the first 17 times.
Van!
But come on, Cheyenne,
I really put money into our savings account.
Yeah, but a savings account doesn't go vroom vroom.
Yeah, but it does go, you're safe.
Is that what this is about?
Yes. Ever since I got pregnant, things have felt so out of control. You know, if it hadn't been for my mom, I don't know what we would have done. You know, and now when I look at our savings account, it's like I know that we're gonna be okay. I have not felt that way in a really long time.
Oh, Cheyenne. Okay. The next paycheck I get goes straight to the bank.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Minus the car payment.
Well, guess I should ride in it before I make my decision.
Yes! We're keeping it! Oh,
man, life was so much simpler when we were poor.
Oh, yeah. Your mom has no idea how lucky she is.
And then the next thing you know, she's having his baby. That's a true story. Barbara Jean?
You didn't tell me any of this. Woo, the tongues are going to be wagging in church on Sunday.
Goody. Yeah, I might not be there. Well, look at that. It's already... Well, I don't have a watch on, but my wrist hairs are standing up, which means it's time to go.
Thanks, Reba. Oh, and you're out of scotch.
All right, Terry, come on. Come on, it's time to go.
No, I want to stay.
No. I really think that we should go.
I'm having a good...
I will shove you in my purse!
Barbara Jean, can I talk to you outside for a second?
Yeah.
Get your shoes on.
Barbara Jean, why are you so tense? I thought you wanted Terry and me to get along.
Yeah. But not to be like best friends. I mean, you never sit around with me and joke about your divorce.
Yeah, but we joke about a lot of other things, like that guy you married.
What I mean is, you've opened up to Terry more in the past hour than you have with me in our entire relationship. It just made me realize that we'll never be as close as I hoped.
Yeah, well.
We will never be great friends, will we?
Oh, not if you keep whining about it. Look, I don't know what's going to happen to us. But I do know that I used to hate you. Now you only kind of bug me. Who knows? 2 years from now, I might not hide every time you come over.
But am I special to you?
Special? Well, let's put it this way. There are a lot of divorced people that I could joke around with. But you are the only person who can be the other woman.
Well, that is something I gotta write in my Reba journal.
I got my shoes on.
Get in the car. Good night, Reba. Bye, Terry.
You know, you and I have a really weird relationship, don't we?
Well, I could use that waffle iron right about now.